Friday mornings, we get to hang out with Mike Schultz from the River Cities Reader. He's the entertainment editor for that paper. And he joins us here to talk about the movies that he has seen. In fact, I think we're getting one scoop.
You
didn't have the John Cena in the paper.
Nah, I saw that yesterday, actually.
So we'll talk about movies he's seen, what's worth seeing, what's something you should avoid. And we have, by my math, two movies opening up today?
I think we have three. We also got Sunshine Cleaning. I'm not
sure
if you...
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't have a little clip for Amy Adams or Isla Fisher, depending.
Yeah. Which one is it?
I think this is Amy Adams.
This is Amy Adams' time.
Yeah, okay. I think it is too, but I don't know that we're positive.
Right.
The DNA
Mike test
Schultz.
Will be in.
Yes. Welcome back to the show,
it's
man.
It's good to be here. Thank you very much.
So what have you seen? What did you like? What do we need to stay away from?
I don't think I liked anything
last weekend.
Yeah, Monsters versus Aliens. It was fine. What's bizarre is that the title, it truly does tell you everything you need to know. That's it. Aliens show up and monsters fight them. Well, and that's it.
I like
for about
that.
An hour and a half.
I like not having to think about
what's going on
in a movie.
Yeah, it was fine. It looks great. It looks fantastic. I didn't end up seeing it in 3D. The schedule,
why not?
The schedule just dictated I wound up at a different in one of the different theaters that didn't
not
show
all
the
3D.
Nah, you got to be careful on that, actually.
Now, see, that's annoying because there are when you see a movie that's in 3D but it's not in 3D, you sit there and you think every shot, like, okay, that would have been cool in 3D. Oh, I see why that blob came at me at that way.
You'd think, except this one doesn't really throw anything in your face. It's it's kind of the new way with 3D movies is there's not a lot of, oh, here comes the broom. Yeah, better duck.
Right.
It's more just 3D to make you feel like you're part of a world.
Okay.
Yeah, it was all right, I guess. For what it is, you know, it's fine. There's some good vocals in it and stuff. You have Stephen Colbert as the president, which is cool.
Okay.
I did find something out, though, because we were talking about how I had my 3D glasses saved and I was going to bring him to the movie.
You can't.
No. They do not let you. You have to rebuy the glasses.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. Every single time you have to rebuy the glasses.
Wait a minute. How are they going to know?
I guess they wouldn't, but I mean, when you're at the ticket counter, they're going to be like, you need glasses.
No, I don't.
No, I guess you. Yeah, I guess
no,
you
I
could get away
them.
With that. No, I'm fine.
I don't want them. They make me sick.
All right.
They're gonna know that you have. They're gonna know.
Yeah,
that you're
right. I guess there's really no way that they can control that.
Well, it's like if you're wearing them behind other glasses.
These are prescription.
It's not enough to smuggle in milk duds and soft drinks. Now we have to smuggle in 3D glasses.
Yeah, it's just getting worse and worse.
That's not smuggling. You can't tell me what I can and can't.
It just seems odd. If you've already purchased them, they should be yours forever, and you can use them as you wish. But
right.
I don't know. See, something fishy about that, I think. So,
what do they charge for the glasses?
Like 3.5, something like that.
That's
like
ridiculous.
3.25 for these things that you get to use for an hour and then throw away. You know, it's very odd.
Tell them.
I don't. Yeah,
no!
I don't know. It seemed
no!
It seemed odd to me. So I did get an answer to our query at least. You know.
All right.
What else? The Haunting in Connecticut.
Yeah. Right.
Which was again fine. It starts off really well. It starts off very creepy and fun, and then just completely falls apart by the end, where you just got one shrieking corpse after another kind of attacking this poor family. Virginia Madsen's in it. Yay. That's cool. That was a nice thing. And then we saw the John Cena movie, which was really irritating. Oh,
well,
boy.
Rounds?
Yeah. Oh, it felt like 40 or 50. It kept going. We guessed kind of right. Last week we were talking about how it's going to be like Survivor. You have to do this kind of cool thing. It's more like Saw. I actually guessed correctly. Yeah. It's, all right, you're going to have to go to the fire department, and on the fifth floor there's going to be two sets of boxes, and you have to figure out which bomb is in which box and throw the one out before you throw the other. I mean, it's so unbelievably convoluted that you're just like, for the love of God, move it along.
Go ahead and keep the person.
Yeah, yeah.
Cena's
kind of fun, though, I gotta say. I like him in movies. I think he's pretty entertaining. I think he needs like a Disney movie. I think he needs to do a Vin Diesel or The Rock type of thing.
Right.
You know, it's because this is getting a little bit tiresome already.
Okay.
But he's kind of entertaining.
Not too bad. All right.
So nothing terrible, just nothing worthwhile.
All right. Well, Sunshine Cleaning is about people who clean up crime scenes. It's a slice of life kind of movie.
Yeah.
And that's really all I know about that.
Yeah. Looks very Little Miss Sunshiney.
Is that at 53 or where is that?
Okay. Yes, at 53.
Also opening in Quad City Theaters today, Fast and Furious. Now, I'm very confused, and I'm glad you're here, Mike, because I need
this. We were wondering about this.
We should discuss
this. The first one was The Fast and the Furious,
and
right?
The Furious, yes, yeah.
So that's the difference here.
Right. We just... It's the recession. We just don't have
is
the money for
it a remake
for
of a movie
the...
that was made 7 years ago? What is it a reboot of a I don't think so.
No, I think it's actually a sequel. Yeah.
They've got the original guys in it.
Because here's the thing. There was Too Fast, Too Furious. Now, Vin Diesel wasn't in that, but Paul Walker was.
Walker was, yeah.
And then there was
Tokyo.
Then Tokyo Drift, which where had Vin nobody. Diesel, well, Vin Diesel shows up in the last, like, 2 minutes for about 15 seconds,
okay,
I think. So
all right.
They kind of hint that he's coming back.
And now they're back again. He's back
and now
again.
They're back. Was anyone really missing Paul Walker, though? Really? I mean, it's...
Well, Paul Walker's been in all of them, hasn't he?
I don't think he was in Tokyo Drift, but I'm not positive on that.
And okay. Paul Walker's character is sure. I'm going to just level with you. I haven't seen 2 seconds of any of these movies.
Well, I saw one. I saw the second one because my nephew wanted it on DVD, so okay. I watched that one.
Okay. And?
It wasn't the worst thing in the world,
yeah.
But it just...
The first one I kind of liked,
it's just,
actually.
You know, they're driving cars fast, and they're, you know...
Yeah, it has less going on than Monsters vs. Aliens. It's just, let's drive.
Back in Los Angeles, fugitive Dom Toretto and agent Brian O'Connor reignite their feud, but then must join forces against a common enemy.
Why couldn't we just start with them already being pals, since they were pals anyway?
Now weren't they pals at the beginning?
They turned into pals by the end. Oh. They, you know, it just seems
well, their
like
feud
we're regressing a
their
bit.
Their feud has to get reignited. It's kind of like on Love Boat. The couple, the couple is happy when they get on the boat. There has to be a fight about halfway through.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
By the end, they're in love again.
They just didn't understand each other, and they were in, which made sense because they were in Japan, and they, neither one got their Tokyo Drift.
Here's a clip from Fast and Furious in Quant City Theaters today.
Braga wants someone that would sell their abuelita to be behind the wheel. Someone that drives their 10-second cars not in a straight line, but to push it and make it through places no one else would take it. Real drivers, ¿entiendes?
So what are we hauling?
Oh yeah, for the money Braga's paying, you don't need to know.
You just said you wanted real drivers. A real driver knows exactly what's in his car.
Okay.
See, now Ludacris was in one of them.
Here's what I would like to be...
Yeah, he was.
Here's what I would like for them to be hauling. And if they are hauling this,
Coors
then
beer.
I will buy a ticket.
Coors beer.
A pregnant elephant.
A pregnant elephant.
And if somehow they're able to digitally put Jackie Gleason in the movie chasing everyone, I will be there
that
fast
would be
and
pretty
furious.
Funny. Yeah.
Now you've got something, but I don't suspect... I don't suspect that's what they're going to have.
Why are we drifting? Because Dom DeLuise is in the back seat.
Also opening in Quad City Theaters today.
Fair.
The movie Adventureland is in theaters
now, this
today.
This is supposed to be pretty good.
This is supposed to be pretty good, yeah.
An uptight recent college grad realizes he can't afford his dream vacation and is forced to take a minimum wage job at a local amusement park. Does it take place in Des Moines? Or is Adventureland just a generic name?
I think it's a generic thing.
All right. Well, here's a clip from Adventureland.
You've been with a lot of girls?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are we talking about, like intercourse specifically?
No. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, in that case, there were actually a few times that I... Yeah, the few times I could have done that, but it wasn't... It wasn't exactly right.
Wait, so you're telling me you're a virgin?
There were circumstances.
Oh, my God.
No, God. I will tell... Okay,
Boy.
I'm kind of excited about this,
yeah.
I gotta say.
Yeah,
I like that kid, too. He's pretty funny.
Jesse Eisenberg? What else has he been in?
The Squid and the Whale is, like, the big thing I remember
now,
him from.
Now, wait a minute. Is he the guy who sings the Pink Floyd tune?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
on.
He's awesome. Yeah, he's pretty great. He's like a very...
Oh, he's great
Yeah,
in that.
He's very funny. That whole movie is... I watch that once a month, I think. That's
you
a
didn't
great
write
flick.
This song, but I feel I could have.
I feel I could have.
That's my favorite. Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah, it's a great one.
Yeah.
This has got a good... Yeah, it's got a great cast, too. Yeah, it's got Ryan Reynolds in it and Bill Hader and
Kristen Wiig makes you laugh.
Who I love.
Speaking of writing
man,
songs.
She's funny.
Yeah.
We were just listening to, and I know this is random, but that's what we do on this show.
Yeah, right.
We were listening to MacArthur's Park, mm-hmm. and we get to the part where he's like, "And I'll never get that recipe again."
Uh-huh.
And then there's the crescendo. Shouldn't it be again, again? You know what I'm saying? Where he says, as opposed to him going, "Oh no."
He's regretting that he'll never have it again.
I understand that, but it just seems to me like the song, it's the song, the the progression of the song should be he just repeats again.
That's an interesting
take. But he's like, all of a sudden, he's just like, oh no.
That's truly the most random thing you've ever said.
Adventureland opens in Quad City Theaters today. It's a delightful slice of life comedy, and
I'm kind
of
digging it. Yeah, it could be fun.
Yeah,
it's too bad we didn't get Sugar though today. For those who don't know, the baseball movie that they shot opened today in New York and L.A.
So the movie that was filmed here
isn't opening here.
The reviews are crazy good.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're great. Yeah, huh. They're like best movie of the year. Good so
are
far.
Are you kidding?
No, honestly. Have you seen the preview for it, by the way?
No.
Oh, yeah. Check out that preview because they have the most amazing shot of the Centennial Bridge I've ever seen. It's like, oh, that's awesome. What a great bridge. Oh, I live there. Ah, it's
really.
You feel like one of those people. It's like, oh, look, it's my town.
They see
it's
people
totally
falling
exciting.
From it.
It is, it's pretty impressive. But
really?
Yeah, the reviews are fantastic on it. They say it's.
Is there
amazing.
Anyone in it that we know or no?
No, it's a very, you know, it's a whole new cast of debuting peeps and. And stuff, but
wow.
the reviews are crazy. So good for us.
Check that.
Hot damn!
We will definitely have to check that out.
Yeah, hopefully that gets
so
here.
So, is this going to be like next year's Slumdog Millionaire?
I don't know. Wouldn't that be cool? That'd be pretty exciting. Yeah, it's
Owen Gleiberman of Entertainment Weekly raves. This is a sports drama of total originality.
Yeah,
The Hollywood Reporter says absorbing and entertaining take on a young Latino baseball player's dream of making the big time.
Well, isn't that what happened? Kind of in. Slumdog Millionaire?
Yeah, exactly. Could be.
Is there a dance sequence at the end?
The big Bollywood number?
Yeah, right.
That I don't think. But
right. They filmed that at Circa with the waiters.
With the wait staff. Damn, I left too soon.
Sad. He's the one and only Mike Schultz. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, guys.
Enjoy the pictures and let us know what you think of them.
We'll
and you can read his reviews this week online at rcreader.com. We're Dave and Darren, and this is the Quad City Rocker. It's Rock 104.9.